This podcast contains adult language. Welcome to DigitalDarren.com. Today is September 25th, 2013. Have a special treat. I got my partner Mario, man. Been knowing this cat who since 5th grade, 6th grade, man, Little League. We both played running backs and just, we were all world on our respective teams. And how I met him, man, every time I broke, it was the same cat catching me and tackling me. And it kept frustrating me, man. And guy was the best athlete at the park, man, but it turned out being Mario, man. We just turned out being really good friends ever since. So, you know, glad to have you on, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Y'all will be hearing more from Mario, and we're going to talk, you know. Today is our third podcast of this week, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to catch up for our fans. You went to New Orleans. We're going to talk about your experience in New Orleans, even though that was a couple of weeks ago. But today's podcast is pretty much going to be an NFL power poll. We're going to rank the teams from 32 to first. Well, 32 is the worst team. First is the best team. We're going to give a couple of thoughts on them. So we may not take more than a minute on each team. If that, some teams warrant it, some teams don't. But before we get into that, any thoughts on the NFL season so far?
So far, don't look like any shocker teams. Look like, I guess, everybody where they should be. Patriots 3-0, Denver 3-0, those no surprise. Seattle 3-0, no surprise. San Francisco starting out slow, and they looking. I haven't seen them look like that in a while. Well, at least under Harbaugh. So I guess we gotta see how that pan out. Got a couple people. I feel like Jaws on the bubble already. Philly being one. I think Atlanta go down to 1-3. I think it's gonna be some Jaws look that too.
Who jobs on Philly and who jobs on the bubble in Philly? It's definitely not Chip Kelly because it's his first.
Oh, Michael Vick. He won game away from doing this podcast with us, definitely. If he looked real bad against Denver, I think Denver is the league standard that when you go and play them to kind of gauge where your team at. I think they setting the bar right now. Especially for the AFC. So I mean if they look that bad against Denver, then, yeah, definitely, I think Michael Vick on the bubble.
Okay, I agree. I think that Michael Vick has been a shock to me. Well, not a shock. He's been one of the trending topics. Like, this is an offense that's supposed to be tailor-made for him, and he's actually handicapping the offense. He's the reason that they aren't better than what they are. I think the Robert Griffin thing is kind of interesting, too, just trying to work him back during the year. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if they did it again, would they do the same thing over again? I'm not really sure.
No, it's no way you play Robert Griffin that late into how they did it last season in that last game. The man couldn't even walk. Not only that, but I kind of felt they snuck Kirk Cousins out of a chance to even try. They ran Robert Griffin so long to where the game got out of control. And when you did put in Kirk Cousins, it was just a little bit out of his control. I think they should have got RG3 out of there when he was limping. He was immobile. Yeah. Now, he ain't Tom Brady. He's just a rookie. He's a mobile rookie. I don't see how they ran him that far.
All right. And you gave us your thoughts on the Falcons in our week two, but just real quickly in like a minute or so, just sum up what you see from the Falcons so far, because we are an Atlanta-based show. We always want to put our hometown Falcons first and foremost, but tell us what you think about the Falcons so far.
Well, like I said, it's going to be some jaws on the ball, I think, if they take a L to the Patriots. So we got to see that. I think the tools are there, and I think the coach, like Major said in the earlier podcast, it's not one area that they really lose in the game. They lose no offense starting out. The defense can't stop nobody when you really need to stop. The special team fumbling. So I think all the pieces there. And now, I think you just got to look at the personnel. It's only so much you can put on the coach. A lot of people say the offensive coordinator caused some bad play, but I think at this point, now you got to make some of these grown men responsible. So that's just my take, and we're going to see where they at come Sunday. I won't count them out yet. Even if they go down 1-3, some Green Bay did last year, had a couple team won Super Bowls on 8-8. The Giants did it most recently, or was it the Packers that got hot and got
they in? Came in. Packers were still 9-7 or 10-6, but they got in on the. Basically, your point is all they got to do is get in from there.
That's all that matter, get in. Well, Joe Flacco, they were one game away from being 97. I think Ray Rice took four from 29, and he got 30.
That's what got him in the playoffs.
Yeah, that made him 10-6, and they won it all. So I'm not ready to throw him under the bus yet, but I think definitely you go down 1-3, it's going to be some changes somewhere.
Yeah, and so I agree with everything you said. I think that with the Falcons, not sure if Matt Ryan's a $100 million quarterback, but I will say this. Whether he is or he isn't, this is a decision that will affect the Falcons for 10 years in the future, 5 to 10 years in the future. If he is a $100 million quarterback, then that means after this year, we have to find more tools to replace, even young tools or whatever. And, you know, we can do that through the draft knowing that we have the quarterback who can lead us to that promised land. If he isn't, then you have $100 million. You have $100 million albatross tied around your neck at that point.
You got a Joe Johnson scenario for the Falcons instead of for the Hawks.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those things where once you get to that point, it's kind of no man's land for at least years because nobody's going to take that contract. And you're almost going to have to wait till he plays out a majority where you can eat that salary cap. And so at the end of the day, it's either going to be it's a shape-shifting decision for the Falcons. I just wish they would have waited to the end of the year because we did have to pay $100 million. Now, because if we were in the same position without their contract, it at least gives you the flexibility to evaluate.
I agree. But on that same note, I was a proponent of giving him the money. And I was pretty much based it on where other quarterbacks in the league got the money for. So, like I said, whether or not that $100 million is fool's gold, that remains to be seen. But I was for giving Matt Ryan the money coming off what he did last year and the year before. Just home record wins. He was in the top 5 in a couple of categories. I know passing percentage he was. In yards, he was top 5. QBR, he was top 5. So he the best, having the record for 5 years, that was number 1. So he had a couple of categories where he fared pretty well. So I thought pay the man. But like I say, whether or not that's fool's gold, that remains to be seen.
I agree. I just think that we could have put it like this. We could have paid him $100 million today or $100 million tomorrow. I mean, it's still $100 million, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like him saying, okay, I'll finish this by today. You can either pay me before or pay after. When you get that option, most people pay after, right? Because they want to see a sample of another work. So.
But if he did go, just say that he had his worst season, 6-10, and you say you don't pay him or you don't give the money, you being a GM, what you do? Now, technically, this is first. Bad
but I think you can lowball. I think you can lowball, and you can still.
To what degree?
Even if you pay them $80 million, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's $20 million freed up on other players. You know what I'm saying? So even if you go from $100 million to an $80 million player, that's $20 million saved. $20 million you can do something else with.
And you think he'll accept it? You got other teams maxing out. Other team that need quarterback.
I mean, I think you play it by ear, but I think you come to a low ball and then come back and see. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing to say, okay, we still going to give you $100 million, but if you come back with Aiden and be like, all right, I'll give you $100 knowing that you really give him $100 anyway.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Okay, we just saying, hypothetically speaking, had you not paid him, and you saying that's the case, and we'll just say he did go 7-9 this year, and he didn't have his best year, but you still got to look at the history of it.
Yeah, his body of work, that's what I'm saying, his body of work still, yeah.
So, and then you get a, we'll just say a Arizona or a Buffalo, say, hey, you come up here, Matt, we got 110 for you, 120, or whatever that was, the big contract, we got 130.
You overpay, then you got to pay extra for him.
You have to pay extra if you want him. So, I think they look there as, we can get them on par with everybody paying for.
And I mean, a top 10
quarterback in the league.
Yeah, and I guess my problem with the whole theory is that he's not a top 10 quarterback, and only top 10 quarterback, a top 5 quarterback, only top 5 quarterbacks deserve $100 million.
Will we be having this conversation if he was 3-0?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So why is he getting so much backlash for being 1-2?
Because it's not the fact that they're losing. It's the fact that the coaches are playing a conservative game. But it's all the same thing. They're putting the pressure on him to win the games. And he's not winning the games. And so I don't think the fact that he's losing, I think it's the fact how he's losing. Like, if he was losing 45-41 every week, and they were putting up, and you could point to the defense and say the defense was the problem. Problem is, the Falcons leave every game ended with him on the goal line coming short. So they aren't doing him any favors with that either, you know what I'm saying? So,
he ain't doing no favors either.
Exactly. No, it's basically a double fuck, right? You know what I'm saying? So, but let's go on and start the power poll. What we're going to do, you get to pick a team at a certain position, then I'll pick a team. We'll go back and forth. So let's start with the worst.
So the worst team, hands down, that ain't no debating.
Who you got?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Agreed. They might be the worst team in league history.
Period. They should just close Jacksonville. Just be a 31 league team. Like, just a team with, like, I don't even know. What do they have left in Jacksonville? And you mean to tell me these people didn't want Tim Tebow?
No, I don't think we'd go Tebow.
I'll just to keep somebody in the seat. I would go Tebow all day.
But it backfires if you get Tebow and he goes 9-7.
How worse could he be?
What if Tebow goes 9-7? Then you got you stuck with
him. I don't even think that the actual head owners and the head coach, I don't even think they playing for playoff spots in. I think they're just out there to see. Let's see what we got 2 years down the line. Let's see who may be here and play later.
I got an interesting theory about Jacksonville. I think they're planning to be the team that moves to L.A. I think they're trying to suck so bad that they're the ones who move to L.A. Because the NFL doesn't care about the L.A. franchise, but the media kind of hangs that noose out. Hey, L.A. doesn't have a franchise. I think because some of the moves they're making, it's just, you know what I'm saying, like, they can't even show the games in their own home city, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. One, Jacksonville is kind of an iffy city, it's even big enough to carry NFL games, you know what I'm saying, an NFL team, but your team, you can't be an iffy city and your team suck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, that's just a difference.
They ought to be the Alabama Jaguars. They should get that team to Alabama, give one of these rinky dink Kentucky somebody. Jacksonville is just, this is the most offensively inept team that I've seen in some years. Is Joe Drew still playing?
He's hurt right now, so they're not going to train him. Besides, I got a couple of little Justin Blackman, but they should do like NBA teams doing, just basically trade everybody and bottom out and just start all over. Yeah. Alright, 31. I'm surprised with the team. My pick is number 31. I'm surprised with it. I think this team is absolutely horrible. But people give them head because they have a young quarterback. I think Washington Redskins?
No, I think I couldn't get them 31 this early, even though they're 0-3.
I'll tell you why I say 31. They've given up the most points in NFL. Like, if they fail it, if it's four parts of the game, offense, defense, special teams, and coaching, they're failing at 3 of the 4, and the one that they may even be league average at is special teams. Like, Shanahan has no control over the team. The defense, they've given up 1,500 yards in 3 games. And you know, that's just a crazy number. And I think that RG3 has been given too much control of the team too soon.
Yeah, maybe that's right. But if you say those four points of it, and that's true, that are 4 points. But I think the biggest part was the quarterback play. I think that first game, he just threw him out of it. Really threw 2-3 interceptions.
Yeah.
And they played from behind. And really that second half looked a lot better than that first half. And then just week 3, he scrambled. And I don't know, he kicked the ball off his knee or something. And it rolled 10 yards for him. So I think it's more him than I would say team as a whole. I guess it's the same scenario, but I was going to go down to 30 and say I think that's a team as a whole.
Who?
The New York Giants. Right now, they looking like a
Now, getting wrong, Jacksonville is the worst team, but these next 4 or 5 teams, you can put them in any order. You know what I'm saying? So, you can say the Giants, the Redskins, and, you know, I get to my team next. So, I completely agree with you. You know what I'm saying? The good thing about the Redskins and the Giants is that all it takes is for one win to get them going. You know what I'm saying? Once RG3 comes back to where we feel he can be, and Eli too, you know what I'm saying? They can shoot up this list. You know what I'm saying? Whereas teams like Jacksonville would not be any if they can get to 31, that's a milestone for them. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah.
You know, you're saying the Giants is number 30 on your list, right?
Yeah. I got them at 30. But still at that, and we just since we're talking about Giants, Redskins, that NFC East, you really don't know which way it's going to go. Yeah, Dallas might have won a game or two, but still at 0-3.
It's
still
you have a chance.
You still got a chance on that in the division. But basing it off the first 3 weeks of what we've seen so far,
yeah.
I got them at the back of the pack.
Number 29 is another team that's a traditionally strong team, but they played Sunday night and looked like crap, and they 0-3 too. Pittsburgh Steelers. They look. I told this to Calhoun in the earlier podcast. Quarterbacks of NFL teams and porn stars, when it's gone, it's gone. You know what I'm saying? They seem like they lost it all the way around. You know?
You literally tell them you count Ben out already. Now, Ben got some weapons now. Don't forget that. Antonio Brown.
That boy's good.
Over 200 yard receiving now. You want Pac-Man out.
They gave him 40 points on Sunday to. You know, like, I don't think the Bears are a juggernaut. I think they're a good team, not really a juggernaut. But if you look at them, they just look old. You know what I'm saying? Like, even from Mike Tomlin to the bags under his eyes, just to the team in general, they look old. And I don't know if they are. I don't really know what's the problem or what's going on. But it's just like they aren't in sync.
And that, too, I think the defense is ushering in some new people. And they don't have the what's the guy who went to Cincinnati?
James Harrison.
They don't have the same guys that was in his defense for years. But I don't think Mike Tomlin changed his style of coaching. I still think that offensively they got weapons, although they missing the running back. You don't know what you're gonna get from Dwyer Jones, that hurts. But Antonio Brown, Emmanuel Sanders, you got Jericho Cotchery. And you got Big Ben, so they got the potential to still put up a few points. So I wouldn't count the Steelers out, and I know you got them pretty high, but that's another one we're going to go right behind them. That was going to be my next pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah, did you see them in the news today on TV?
They basically saying, hey, we don't want Josh Free. Did you hear what the quarterback said about him? He said, you know, a lot of times they should coach this stuff like, well, Josh is not playing the way we think he would right now, so we're just going to let him rest. Coach didn't say that. Coach said, we've determined Josh is not the guy for the job.
Oh, yeah, so I think he's going to be on his way out. It's either going to be him or the head coach, and I think they both on their way out. And just really thinking about how bad that situation is.
I think we should lower Tampa Bay down.
All right, so let's do this.
Let's put Tampa Bay with the Giants. So we had Jacksonville at number 32. You had Jacksonville at number 32. I had Washington at number 31. Then you had the Giants at number 30. So let's flip them. Tampa Bay will be number 30. The Giants will be number 28 or whatever. And so that's fine. I'm fine with that. But yeah, Tampa Bay is like the one thing you can say is outside of Josh Freeman, they have talent. But if he's that bad, he needs to be out of the league. And I asked this question before you got on for the first podcast. Do you think they give him a fair chance?
Josh Freeman?
Yeah.
Definitely. They say this guy won't even show up and take pictures with the team. Like, how's your quarterback not have the camaraderie? He should be the first guy in line on team day and workouts and stuff like that. You got to lead by example. So if the quarterback not even here at the meetings, I mean, how do you pay him or how you have faith in this guy?
Completely agree.
And defensively, what you think about the Darrell Reeves and paying him the money?
I always thought he was overrated. So
overrated? I think he had a couple good years. Well, hey, we lost to him. So
he did his thing. He had spots and spurts. Yeah, but he's not a Deion Sanders type cornerback to me. Meaning, like, you would just he could shut down one player, but he can't shut down the whole side of the field. So. I'm not as high on him as everybody else is. So, and plus, I wouldn't pay that much money for a cornerback.
Okay. Well, who's doing that in today's game?
I mean, it's going to turn into the most important. That and pass rush is going to turn into the most important defensive positions. But the reason I'm so iffy about a cornerback is that even if you have a shutdown cornerback, it's still three-fourths of the field that they can go to. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Such a passing lead. Now, instead of having one A-plus cornerback, you're probably better off having three solid B cornerbacks. You know what I'm saying? If you had one Deion Sanders or three Would you rather have one Deion Sanders or three Champ Bailey's? Or two Champ Bailey's?
Yeah, I'm taking two Champ
Bailey's. Exactly. So that's kind of the lead we're moving into. So we switched Tampa Bay and the Giants, and you picked them. Number 27, this team, in my opinion, is bad, but I think they're trying to move trend up. Cleveland. I think the Browns actually are a bad team. But the difference between the other teams and them is that they know they're bad, and they're,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, at least you can, they won a game, so of course they're better than the old, well, actually, let me switch that up.
I don't even have them there.
Hold on, let me say, yeah, because I was going to say, yeah. 27 is the Minnesota Vikings. They're 0-3. I don't think the league has caught up to AP. I just think it's so hard to be, it's so hard to have that type of season back to back to back that, you know, that's a hard on your body, and outside of him, they don't have anything.
It's exactly, and that's just where it is. Even last year, I think that when you played Minnesota, the thing was stop AP and make Christian Ponder beat us, and that just, he can't do it.
And did you see, now that was the, did you see the game where they played the Packers? Basically, that's what the Packers did right now. One play, that it was like 3rd and 15, and Minnesota had the ball, and it was missing like 14-0. They ran the fucking draw to Adrian Peterson. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when that's all you got, what you can do? They let Percy Harvin go and really didn't get anything for it. So I think that's another guy who job on the bubble. I think he really showing he ain't the man for this job. They definitely need a quarterback and a receiver, something to take a little pressure off of AP. Yeah. That's all I'm doing. I'm making eight. If I'm coaching, I'm putting me 7 or 8 in the box. I'm keying down on him, man. And I want to see if Christian Ponder can beat us. I want to see if he can read difference in the zones and the man coverage and all that. And so far, he just hasn't done it.
It's the same that they wasting Adrian Peterson prime to on teams like this. Let me ask you this. If you were the Minnesota general manager, would you trade Adrian Peterson for anything?
Would I trade Adrian Peterson for anything? No. That's all we got.
Even if Denver offered you Peyton Manning straight off of Jason for Adrian Peterson, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I would take that trade. I would take that trade. Even, you can't win this league without an elite quarterback. And that's the same thing that, general manager or the manager or the Browns just, I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just said, you just can't win without a,
you can't win with shitty quarterback.
You just can't
win. I mean, at the end of the day,
I think you can replace a Ronald if you got Peyton Manning chugging the ball all over the field. The running back job get easier.
Yeah,
if you plan on a payment or a Tom Brady kind of team.
Okay, I agree. I just curious as to like what, just to put your thinking hat on, what would you think it would take to get Adrian Peterson away? All right, so it's your go. We on team number 26.
Okay, so you put those up. Now I gotta go back to the team you picked. I was gonna pick them next after that anyway. But the Cleveland Browns. Now how they let go Trent Richardson? How was that? Like they. That's a team that's going for broke and say, hey, let's just lose the next 15 games. We already gave away the one thing we got up here that had the potential. And I can't see that, man. I just I don't know. They gave them away too. They didn't even get nothing for them. It's almost like they quit in week 3. They conceded.
They did what they big team too, right? They really, they looked around, saw that hey, they look like this. We're going to be 3-13 with Trey Richardson now without Trey Richardson. Let's at least try to press the reset
button. But they didn't get nothing for him.
Well, they got a first-round pick.
Come on. What you going to get in that draft when you need so much?
Well, you might trade the first round for 2 second-rounders. So you can use the first round to leverage more stuff. But
they need so much. One pick is not going
to
help them.
But I think that they're going to spend that one pick to 3 or 4. Like, in this, and to your point, which is a very good point, they have to walk out of this draft with at least, or the next 2 drafts with 8 players. 8 players who are going to play. How they do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mean 8 players meaning, like, I mean, like, they have to walk away with 8 picks in the first 3 rounds, meaning 8 players who are, you know, the first 3 rounds are where you kind of, you know, build your team. But they have to walk away with at least 8 to 10 of those players. And that's what I'm hoping they did this trade for, so they can kind of move, you know what I'm saying, get enough picks to get enough players. Because like you said, even if they go get a franchise quarterback, which is one of the things they want to do, man, sticking by that with 22 sorry players still keeps them in the same situation.
Well, now you need a running back, too. So how you solve that?
Exactly.
What did you solve by giving them up?
I mean, you basically robbed Peter to pay Paul, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Yes, I agree with that. My Knicks taking number 25. This is a tough for me. It's both of these teams have black quarterbacks, mobile quarterbacks, and some coaching. One is dubious, one is not. But I'm actually going to go with a team who I think is a little overrated, and I think they were a little fool's gold early. I'm going to switch my pick. I'm going to go with a team who, if you want a close loss, look at this guy. I'm going to say the 25th best team is Carolina. I think that Cam, even though they beat the mess out of the Giants last week.
I think that moved them up the power rankings myself the way they did New York. Where everybody had.
Well, I tell you my two teams I was going to switch from. It was either going to be Carolina or Philadelphia. So which one would you pick? Who, if they play head-to-head, who you think win? Let me ask you that.
They play head-to-head now. Who I think will win? I would say the Eagles. Just the Eagles didn't look that bad their first game. The second two, they looked terrible. And they ran up against some pretty square defenses. So
I think the Carolina's playing with a handicap with a coach who's too conservative. I think that on the field, I think the Cam is a little overrated. That's why I had him like 25. I think Cam is a good, not great quarterback yet. I think they have coaching problems. And like I said, if it's four phases of the game, I think defense that Panthers are A or B. Offense, they may be a C or a D. And let's just say they are B in special teams. They are F minus minus in coaching. And I don't know if you can, and I'll give you an analogy like what we talked about. I was in Miami last weekend. You know a lot about houses, and I will ask you about the house. I said the house is $100,000 to $200,000 house. They had a water fountain. Everything was in its tag. All you need to do is paint the house. The house was a really nice house, but the neighborhood was so bad that it brought down, it depreciated the house by over $100,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think that's what Ron Rivera does. So the value of the Panthers may be $100 million. He depreciates them down to $40 million. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he drops them in this list to me.
Okay, well, right after that, I probably would have the Buffalo Bills. That's another team that ain't saw their quarterback problem yet. I'm not sure what they doing over there, period. So it would be somewhere between them and Arizona, but I would put Buffalo on top before I say the Eagles or the Panthers. Yeah, I would go with Buffalo.
Okay.
I just don't know anything they doing up there. And who the quarterback is now?
EJ Manuel.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, you're a young guy, but didn't they sign Matt Liner? Who signed Matt Liner?
I think we'll sign him, let him go the next
and
week.
And then they let him go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, for some reason, I thought he
did. It may have been Buffalo. I just forgot. I know whoever signed him basically let him go the next week. So.
Okay, yeah. Buffalo going to need, I know they got Stevie. If he can stay off the Twitter, that's not bad. But if he can stay off the Twitter and the antics, they might get a little bit more production out of him.
Yeah, Stevie's really good. I know the Rams are looking me dead in my face like, take us as the 23rd worst team in the league, but I'm going to the Rams. To Sam Bradford, I don't believe in the Rams at all. You know what I'm saying? I think that they've given this guy too many chances. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You take the Rams before you say a team like the Cardinals? What's the problem we're going to do? That's the worst. Like, who you take? Who would you take on your team if you had one? Carson Palmer, Sam Bradford.
I'll take Carson Palmer. If I'm just trying to win one game, Carson Palmer. Just one game, Carson Palmer. What has Sam Bradford done? At least Carson Palmer could go back to 2004 and say, look, I won a playoff game. I mean, Sam Bradford has done nothing. Like, he's never had a winning record in the pros. They're giving this guy chance after chance after chance after chance. No Steven Jackson. Now, they have a good defense. You know what I'm saying? Let me say that. But
the guy that they benched Steven Jackson for last year did his thing.
Yeah.
Did he get hurt? Towards the end?
Nah, he stayed around because, you know, Steven Jackson came back. And they, you know, basically got Steven Jackson back to his yard. So, but it's just going back to the thing. If they played head-to-head, I think Arizona will win. And I actually like Bruce Arians as a head coach. So, for that reason, I have St. Louis number 23. Sugar.
So, where are we at now? Number 22?
Number 22.
That's pretty much
flying Arizona.
The O's and threes and the... Did I get Arizona?
Nah, you haven't got him yet.
Yeah, that's
who you go with.
Just Carson Palmer. Well, hold on. Let's just go through the list of quarterbacks we got so far.
You want to go with the
I'm just looking at where we got Carson Palmer. We got him down to 22. Oh, you got Washington worse than We got Tampa Bay, I think that's fitting worse than him. Man, you got Pittsburgh on that worse than him.
These are both my
New York, worse than him. As a team, we talking
about
quarterback.
We're going to do a power quarterback ranking later on, probably around weekend. But okay. Right now, we're just talking
teams. We're just talking teams. Okay. Well, yeah, I definitely thought I was on that. Without a doubt.
But
maybe they should have been earlier somewhere in that list. But yeah, I think the next one to go is definitely Arizona. And that just killed the records of the 1-2s.
Well, this one, lingering around. When I said it, you looked to be kind of crazy. It's one more 1-2 team left.
I know you're going to say the Falcons are Frisco this late.
No, it's one more 1-2 team. He used to play for the Falcons. Their quarterback used to do the stuff for the Falcons. It's one more 1-2 team who was sitting around right in your face.
Oh, okay. That must be the Oakland Raiders. Do we have them on now?
Not yet. So, I guess this is... Okay, the quarterback I'm talking about, Michael Vick, I guess Vick gets to stay around a little earlier then.
Yeah,
Oakland.
Like I said, they're going to get gauged by what they do.
Oakland is number 21. Damn, who would have thought Oakland would be this high on the, you think Oakland would be like the 30th worst team or whatever, but Oakland sucks.
Yeah, Oakland sucks altogether, man. They put up, and it really wasn't even a fight they had with Denver.
A pillow fight.
Yeah. A pillow fight. I don't know if Terrell Pryor is the guy, but I don't know. They said a total QBR of 55. That's just, I don't know what you can say about that.
I think the Ravens are another team that need to press reset. I don't know what more you can do. You know what I'm saying? like you talk about, do they have any players worth anything? Like, if you were a GM, if you were a GM of an NFL team, would you want any of their players? If they shut down the Raiders today?
Yeah, I would go McFadden. If I was looking for a veteran, then how could you not take Charles Woodson on a defense? Well, I mean, you even look at Houston taking Ed Reed that late in his career. Like, okay, we think we got a place for a veteran. We can't ask you to do so much. But be a field general out here. We ain't asked you to get 10 picks and end the season with 125 tackles. So, yeah, I think you can pick a few spots on there. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the running back, McFadden, they do have one receiver out there.
I like Jacoby Ford. He's like a little speedster. No, I think they actually have, I think their receiving corps is underrated. None of them are stars. All of them will be like C receivers, but they're all fast and so. Like, you know, I think if I was a GM, I probably would want one of that, as a slot.
And then what you just said, you put a mediocre quarterback in there, and you definitely ain't going to get the recognition.
Yeah.
One of those guys could go play for Tom.
And they would be
top of the dots and not looking too hot, and they'd be fit right in and look real good.
Yeah, so I do think that. So they do have some players, it's just they don't have the quarterback situation flipped out. It's your go for number 20.
For number 20, and you said we still have put the Eagles in?
The Eagles and the Chargers are the only 1-2 teams left.
No, I still couldn't go with either one of those, man.
So you'll go with the 2-1 team over 1-1?
Yeah, I'm going to the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I was just the Michael Vick syndrome or something, but I just think the Eagles got the potential to be there. And these other teams.
Don't worry, we'll find out. We're not talking about
Nick. They got the potential to be there. So, it got to be somewhere in there. I don't know. Maybe he makes top 20 the first.
Yeah, Tennessee's a pretty boring team.
Horrible.
Maybe they're better than we give them credit for, but it's nothing flashy about them or even
I can't even watch Jay Locker.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
And if Chris Johnson ain't running up and down the field, I'll get to know what else.
Oh, shit, Creek.
Yeah, I think the tight end might be the best player on the team.
Number 19. I'll be talking that cash about Michael Vick, but actually, I'm going to go with you and I'm picking another 2-1 team. The New York Jets. I cannot see. The New York Jets basically beat Buffalo. They beat Tampa Bay, who basically could be number 31 on our list. And Buffalo, who could actually be number down further too. I think the Jets are headed for a 5-11 season. I think that these good feel good wins have been. I just feel like these have been feel good wins.
Well, Geno might shock you, man. He might got that it factor. You definitely with Mark Sanchez at the helm. I think we talking this Jets team being right behind Jacksonville.
Let me ask you.
I think change the quarterback.
And that, but that was going to the question. The Rex Ryan getting the credit for.
No, it was a fluke. The boy got hurt.
This is Rex Ryan's secret.
No.
Like, hey, let's see how we can get Mark out of here.
No, you don't get credit for that one, Rex, because it did happen like it happened down in Tampa Bay where the man had said, listen, you're just not the man for this job. Mark Sanchez got hurt with a shoulder injury, and quite naturally, okay, it's an open job for quarterback. Let's see who can throw the ball the furthest. He stumbled onto something, and we'll see how good his foot is. It's been messed up for years, so maybe this was a good fumble for him.
Hey, has he saved his job?
Has he saved his jaw? No, Rex hasn't did anything, man. He'll never come out that AFC. Not with powerhouses like Denver. He ain't proven he can beat the Patriots. There's no way I keep letting Rex go this far. A lot of people say he was hurt. And I'll tell you one, this RTR claims that Darrelle Revis was hurt, and that being the reason why the Jets couldn't do good. But there's no way I could say one man, a cornerback at that, change the whole plays on your team. A quarterback, maybe. Yeah. I mean, well, definitely. We can
running
say
back, quarterback.
A running back, maybe, yeah, because that'll take a lot for you. Man, but come on, a cornerback, and you say he didn't have anything? Nah, I get him and his foot out of there.
See, I think that, unlike basketball and baseball, where all positions have basically the equal weight, you know what I'm saying? They have the same stats and a lot of this. I think football is different. I think that all positions aren't equal. And so, you know, I agree with you. I think Darrelle Revis is overrated anyway, but, you know. So, number 19, I had the New York Jets. It's you on you for number 18.
Number 18, you went with the Jets?
Yeah.
I guess these guys might have moved up some, but I was about to say these, no. I got to go to the Lions first. And I think if we stop that halfway through, I got a team that probably fit that 16 deal. I'm going to the Detroit Lions. I just think Matthew Stafford just got a big arm, and that's it. Reggie Bush, he back to being hurt. He's not an every down back. You got the best receiver in the game, but then you also have a mediocre quarterback. They made the playoff 1 year, which was good for them, but I still don't have the Lions as being a 11-5 team and making noise.
I completely disagree because I had them going to the playoffs, but I can see where you're coming from. I think they 18. Put it like this: they're one of them teams. They could be 10-6 or 6-10, and you wouldn't be surprised either way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it hinges on Matthew Stafford and his arm, and he has a hell of a arm. He has an A+ arm and an F+ brain with his decision making. Exactly. So you know,
how hard could it be? Check it the Dante Pepper. Randy Moss syndrome. Just throw it as far as I can throw it down the field. Let Calvin go get it.
Yeah, you're right. Number 17, I'm going to go back down to a 1-2 team. Not Michael Vick. Actually, I am going to go to Michael Vick. I think there's two 1-2 teams left. The Chargers and Michael Vick. I actually think they did hit the head game and the Chargers won. So I got to go Michael Vick.
And the Chargers played a good game in that game.
And the Chargers actually played a good. The Chargers are overrated, but Philly. I actually think 17 is kind of high for them. I think it's inevitable that they're going to bench Michael Vick. I mean, he's the reason that they aren't doing everything. Like, on Thursday night, he threw basically two picks and threw two more that they dropped where he threw it right to the people and just shot them. So, I know Chip Kelly's scheme is good. And like I said before, I think it's in college when you have a talent. We have more talent than the next team. When the talent is even and these guys are bigger, stronger, faster, they're going to knock the shit out of your team. And basically, the Eagles are just going to get beat up through the end. It looks like a 6-10 year for them, too. I think he can recover, but I think that this year is not going to be a year. And right now, I have them at 17.
Okay, yeah, well, I guess number 16 to put them in there. Now, I kind of had a shocker team, but I guess, look at that. I thought it may have been the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
With all them, but they know. Now they look bad the first game, but that was Peyton Manning. Like I said, that's the bar that you set if you in the AFC and you saying we judge how good our team is. We need to judge about how we play the damn Broncos. But the two games after that, they rebounded and the defense did well too. They lost a lot of people, so that's why I had them kind of low. I don't know how that amount to anything, but before I put them in there for the first half of the 32, I might would say the Chargers. I would put the Chargers, but I definitely have I got the Ravens or the Chargers somewhere in there.
I can see San Diego.
But I go with San Diego. Yeah, they just in the Royal you're getting off right now, but I don't see that as being a long term big play guy. Looking good with the other guys they got injured, but I don't know. And Phillip Rivers, that's another. I think Phillip Rivers is now ready to be on another team. I don't think his services as a quarterback are out, but maybe he get like Drew Brees and go somewhere else and really do something. I'm not saying he a bad quarterback. He a turnover machine, but yeah, I'm gonna go with San Diego.
Completely agree. I think if you were looking at a team that was from 1 to 32 and you had to pick the middle bar, I could see San Diego. It's kind of that team that, you know what I'm saying, they can be between they're high, their ceiling and their floor is basically 9-7 and 7-9. So I think you actually hit it right on the head. I would say that's a good.
Even if San Diego got hot and went 11-5 or 12-4, I still don't think they're a team to reckon with.
Yeah.
Coming from the AFC, I just based on what I seen in the first 3 weeks, I don't have that.